Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gavin's 12 phone scams of Christmas on the wake-up call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 12.
This phone scam involves a woman named Jennifer, and her husband asked me to phone scam her. So I'm calling her while she is trying to get ready for her day and telling her that I am a delivery person on my way to deliver something that most people would love to have, but she doesn't want it, and it's really going to inconvenience her day. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jennifer?
This is.
Hi, Jennifer. I'm delivering your hot tubs today, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm about 15 minutes out, give or take 10, 15 minutes out. I got another guy that's coming in a separate truck.
No, you have the wrong, I think you have the wrong number or Jennifer,
Hold on a second. I'm driving a car. It's not safe for me to, hold on. I'm pulling up to a red light. Hold on. Okay, I got the address here is 1689 Road in Rockland.
Yes. Sir, you should probably call your boss or warehouse or something because
we're a third party. We don't talk to the manufacturer at all. Light's turning green.
No. Okay, you're not listening to me. If I were you, I would not come here. You can't drop this hot tub over here. It's not for me.
It's not a hot tub. It's hot tubs.
Okay, I didn't order a hot tub or hot tubs.
Well, I got three of them here. I got three.
Jesus Christ, three hot tubs. Are they big?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a hot tub guy, so I don't know what big is. But it looks like you could probably get six people in each of them.
Why would anybody need three hot tubs? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I figured you guys are swingers or something. I don't know.
What? No.
Swingers.
What are you saying? No. I know what that is, and I am not one. Please, sir, just I don't have time for this. Okay?
Well, I don't have time for this either. This isn't the only delivery I got to do.
Yeah, but you're not. Oh, God, you're not listening to me.
All right, I'll tell you what. The name on the order here is Brandon. Is that your husband?
Okay.
All right. Well, is he there?
He's not here.
Okay. Well, then I got to drop him off, and you got to sign for him.
No. Okay. Well, let me get a hold of him, and I'll we'll figure this out. But he didn't tell me about this. I don't think he would have ordered these hot tubs.
Oh my God! You know what I'm thinking of right now? I'm sorry. I'll bet this was a surprise. Is your birthday coming up?
No, my birthday's not coming up. And why would he surprise me with three hot tubs? We don't have space for three hot tubs.
Well, maybe
one hot tub.
It's because he wants you guys to start swinging, I guess. I don't know.
No, that is not. No, we do not. We do not do that.
All right.
That's
so
offensive.
I'm at the point now where I'm glad we had this talk. It's given me a lot to think about. And I'm going to see you. It says I'm going to be there in 5 minutes. Okay.
No. Okay. Do not come over here. I won't let you in.
Well, I don't have to. They're not going in your house. Let me just leave them on the driveway. I can't leave them on the street because that's illegal.
No, you cannot leave them here.
I can't take them with me.
I'll lose my job. What am I going to do with them?
I don't know. I'm not a swinger. I don't know how these things go down. But
Stop saying that. It's very offensive to me.
Well, it's offensive to me too. Think about how I feel. I feel like I'm facilitating swinging.
Stop saying that word, okay?
My husband
wouldn't have done this.
Well, probably not. Probably not with your consent. And listen, I think that it's wrong for him to spring group pleasure on you like this.
No, okay, stop. Would you stop with that.
Well, you told me to stop saying swinging. I didn't know what else to say.
I don't want any of that talk right now.
And all right.
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
I do. And here's what I understand. You don't want these hot tubs. Thank God none of it's real because you're on a phone scam. This is a prank phone call that your husband set up. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. None of this has been real.
Oh, my God. Brandon did this? What?
Yes.
He is going to get it.
Gavin's 12 Phone Scams of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 11.
We're calling a guy named James. His wife really wanted me to do this. He works at a printing shop, like screen. You can get all kinds of stuff there, signs and bumper stickers, but especially T-shirts. So I am calling James to get a special T-shirt made for my little boy for his big birthday. This is one of my most favorite phone scams I've done in a very long time.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is James. How can I help you?
I need to get a shirt printed, like a T-shirt.
Okay, yep. Yep, that's what we do here.
Oh, great. And you've child sizes, right?
Yes, we have all sizes.
Okay, that's great. Good. Because it's my son's birthday, and I want to get him a shirt that he is going to wear for the party itself. Can you get a pen or something and write down what I want on the shirt?
Yep, no problem. I got it.
Okay, you ready?
Yep, go ahead.
It's my birthday! Exclamation point.
Okay.
Today's my special day for when I was birthed onto the planet. Period.
All right.
Ever since then, I've been the apple of my daddy's eye. Period.
Do you want
turning 7 years old has always been a dream of mine, and I didn't know if it was possible, but it is. Dreams do come true, comma. Dreams do come true. Actually, semicolon. Dreams do come true.
Okay.
Go Niners. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Also, I'm glad my mom's not here.
Ooh.
She's not dead. We're just divorced. And she's having her own party. But I'm doing a party for my son.
Right. Okay.
But don't put that part on the shirt. Don't put that. Just put, I'm glad my mom's not here. Also, I'd like a picture of Bluey on there, and I want Bluey to have like a word bubble coming out of his mouth that says, "Happy birthday, Simon. You're such a great big boy. You make your daddy proud. My name's Bluey."
All right, sir. So maybe, I don't know if we...
That's on the front. I didn't get to the back yet.
Right. Okay.
So on the back, big American flag. Big. And say,
sure.
Happy birthday, America, and Simon. And you know what? Bluey, too.
Okay.
My dad is proud of me because I'm his big, brave boy.
So
we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Are you just telling me that, or is that something you want on the shirt, too?
Both.
Okay. So that's something you also want.
That's on the back.
Printed on the back
on
of
the back.
Shirt.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
How much is that going to cost?
Well, I'm not 100% sure we can fit all of it on. Like maybe the part about the wife, your wife not being his mom or whatever.
Yeah.
Not being there. Maybe, I don't know if we can put that on the shirt.
Well, that's why. Listen, she has free speech and she's allowed to post whatever she wants on Facebook. Why can't I put stuff on our son's shirt? Do you know her?
No, I don't know her. I have no idea who she is.
It seemed like you did for a second. Okay.
No, I'm just saying we've never had that kind of a request.
How about this?
Shop.
Hold on. If we're going to take anything off, let's take all the birthday mentions off. That'll free up a lot of space. Okay, so just a shirt with Bluey on it, just saying, my name is Bluey, the American flag, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, bang, bang, Niner gang. Glad my mom's not here. Cut, print. I'll be in today.
Today? You want this today?
Oh, 100%. The party's at 3.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think we're going to be able to get this done today. Maybe you should try a different shop.
Jeez. All right. I get it. You do know my wife. You do know my ex-wife.
I don't know your wife. I'm very sorry.
All right. Well, let me tell you one more thing then, James, before I get going. None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the wake-up call on 106.5 The End. And your wife is the one who emailed me, and she wanted me to phone scam you. It's a prank phone call.
Oh boy. Well, I know what I'm getting her for her birthday. I'm going to have this. I'm actually going to print this shirt and I'm going to give it to her for her birthday just so she can remember this.
Make two. I would really like one as well.
Damn, it's 12 phone scams of Christmas on the wake up call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 10.
This one is a shout out to all the left-handed people out there, like my brother, my cousin, and my daughter, and my niece also. I'm calling Pam, who is a lawyer, at the request of her daughter, to tell her that I am a left-handed person and I want to sue because nothing works for left-handed people, although I do not know who I can sue. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Pam.
Hi, is this a lawyer?
I am. Can I help you?
Hi, a lawyer. What was your name again?
My name is Pam.
Pam. Okay, that's awesome. Good. So my name is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling because
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Raul.
Raul?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Are you writing that down?
Okay. How can I help you?
Yeah, so I wanted to have a lawsuit. I want to sue. And okay. They told me at the front desk that this is something that you handle, correct?
Well, it depends what kind of lawsuit you need to do, sir.
Well, that's kind of the problem. I'm not really sure. I'm left-handed, or as I like to call it, I'm right-handed disabled. And I want to sue because the world is so difficult for left-handed people. And I have a lot of grievances. And I think that this is probably going to be more of a class action lawsuit. But I mean, I'm not the lawyer. You're lawyer.
But could you give me some examples of what makes your life difficult as a left-handed person?
Oh my God, totally. First of all, I go to open the microwave. When I push the button for the door to open, it hits my hand every time. If I go to zip up my pants.
I don't think that's true, but okay.
Well, are you left-handed?
Well, no, but I know when you press the button, it opens to the left.
Correct, which is where my hand is.
But your hand is not in front of the door.
You don't know how I open microwaves.
Okay.
All right. When I go to zip up my pants, the flap on my zipper is on the left side. Makes it difficult to zip up with a left hand. I have a Hyundai, and it has one of those key fobs where I have to push a button, and then the key part comes out kind of like a switchblade.
Yeah.
Hits my hand every single time. Like a credit card machine, you know, the swiper always on the right side. And if there's a pen, God forbid, a pen that's tethered to it, it's on the right side of the machine. I can't write with that because then the wire or the chain gets caught up in what I'm writing.
Sir, I really don't see.
I'm just confused.
We can sue for this.
Are you on my team or not? It seems like you're already.
Is there a team to be on? I don't understand what you're complaining about, sir. Yeah,
it's the team of justice, basically, is what it is. It seems like you're already on the defense, and I'm the prosecutor.
No, sir. There's no such thing as defense or prosecution in a civil trial.
All right, let me paint you a scenario, okay?
Okay.
For my birthday.
Uh-huh.
My meemaw got me a special coffee mug. It has a picture of me. And my cat, and it says best friends forever.
Okay.
Well, it's made for a right-handed person.
Why?
Because the image of me and Gaudier are on the inside of the mug, facing me. It's not facing out.
Doesn't that make you happy that you could see your cat when you're drinking your coffee?
I see him all the time. The mug, I want other people to see it. When I'm at work, I want people to know that me and Gaudier are best friends forever. And they don't know that because they can't see it.
Why don't you tell me the name of the company that created the mug?
I don't know. I have to ask Meemaw.
Okay, why don't you do that? Ask Meemaw.
Okay.
And find out who made that cup.
Okay.
And
then we can sue them.
Reach out to them and see what their response is.
Okay. All right. Good. This is getting the ball rolling. Okay.
Okay.
Is this what's called exploratory research? I Googled this.
It's exploratory. Yes.
What do I tell them? I say I have lawyer. She's going to call
no,
you. She's
I don't
a pit bull.
You need to go that far. I think you could just ask Mima where she got it from, and I will reach out to them.
Okay. Pam the Pitbull.
Okay.
That's you.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to call you Pam the Pitbull.
Pam the... I prefer you don't do that.
All right. I love your fiery fighting attitude. This is great. We're going to be a great team. We're going to get lots of money.
Sir, you do realize I have to hold you on a retainer to do this, right?
I don't know what that means. My teeth are pretty straight.
No, a retainer as in you have to give me money to start the research.
I have to give you... Well, we got to sue first, and then I'll get you some money.
No, no, that's not how it works.
Let me sell some Pokemon cards, and then I'll call you back, okay?
Yeah, you do that, and then I'll wait for your phone call with bated breath.
All right, sounds good. And can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah.
None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a prank phone call.
Okay, Gavin, I hope you have best of luck with your left hand.
Your daughter, Hannah, is the one who emailed me and wanted me to do this.
No, I'll take care of Hannah. She will only be using her left hand when I'm...
Gavin's 12 phone scams of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 9.
Poor Don Quake.
No.
Yes.
What happened?
His wife threw all of his medical supplies away. I was asked to phone scam a lady who works for the sanitation department in one of the towns around Sacramento. And he's calling Don Quake, our favorite old man, a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. He's calling to see if he can recover all the things that his wife threw away accidentally. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, this is Julia.
My name is Don, and the trash was picked up at my residency, and there's an issue because something got thrown away that was not supposed to get thrown away. So I need it back, and I need it back as quickly as possible.
I'm so sorry about that. When was your neighborhood trash pickup?
It was 2 days ago.
There is not much we can do at this point. The trash has already made its way to the landfill.
Well, I understand that, but my wife, she didn't realize what was in a trash bag, and what was in the trash bag was a lot of medical supplies that I need. I'm getting ready to go on a trip, since I don't believe necessarily in suitcases, I put everything in trash bags. So in this one trash bag, I have my CPAP machine for my sleep apnea. I had my backup leg, and I also had my 7-day supply of insulin. So I had it all in a trash bag, and then my wife, God love her, she doesn't, you know. No, this is not a trash bag trash. This is a travel trash bag.
Sure, I can understand that confusion. I am so sorry. There is nothing we can do to remedy the situation or to recover anything that has been put out.
Okay. All right. Well, follow-up question. Can I go to the landfill to look for it?
No, absolutely not. There is unsafe for you to go there. I would not.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing. It is unsafe for me to walk around mountains of garbage because I only have one leg. Okay. Is there somebody that can go for me though and look in the mountains of garbage?
No, sir. I am so sorry to tell you that we cannot permit that to happen.
Okay. So is there a certain section of the landfill where my trash goes?
No, we do not keep tabs on where trash goes from neighborhood to neighborhood.
I see. Okay. So so if I were to hire a neighbor boy to go to the landfill, what do I tell the security guard or gatekeeper or president of the trash? Whoever is there in charge, what do I tell them? It's okay. Kyler is here for Don.
Sir, I am so sorry. We cannot permit any private residents to come onto the landfill site.
Well,
it's just too dangerous.
If you're worried, though, that he wouldn't find it, my trash bags are very specifically marked. They're dark brown.
I am so sorry, sir. I do not have a solution for you. Unfortunately, we have no way of getting back any of your supplies that have been accidentally tossed into your trash.
Okay,
it's just not possible at this point.
Can I borrow your CPAP then?
I do not have a personal CPAP.
Oh, you sound like somebody with sleep apnea. That's why I'm asking.
No, sir. I do not have sleep apnea.
Well, you have a very high-pitched voice for a man. That's why I was wondering. It sounds like you've got pinched nasal cavities.
I'm a female. My name's Julia.
But I asked to speak to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Well, how about that? Oh, that is a curveball. Okay. If I come down there, even with binoculars, to try to spot it that way.
You are more than welcome to find a hill to sit on and look at binoculars, but as far as obtaining any trash that you believe might be your medical supplies is not a possibility at this point in time.
Oh, okay. All right. That seems like a good compromise. And if these keen eyes spot it, then I will let somebody know. Maybe they can go in with like a claw game claw and kind of pick it out that way, because I'm sure that they have that as well. So thank you very much, Trash Lady. You've been very great. And congratulations on overcoming adversity and being a manager. That is the damnedest thing.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right. One last thing before I get going. Julia, none of this has been real, and it's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106. It's a prank phone call, and your husband's the one who actually wanted me to do this to you. So.
Oh, my gosh. I thought for sure it was going to be my coworker, Sean, when you said it. But my husband, okay, now that's even worse.
Gavin's 12 phone scams of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 8.
All right, this is great. I'm calling a guy named Alan who works and lives in the Yosemite area. His sister lives here, though. She's the one who wanted me to do this. So I'm calling him to say I was just at Yosemite and I lost something. A singular thing. It's very small. It's just a key. But I'd really need it back. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
This is Alan.
Alan, hey, my name is Raul Labrador. I was at Yosemite just a few days ago, and I just got back. I live in Sacramento, and I'm calling to see if you guys have like a lost and found or something.
We do. What did you lose?
Well, I lost my key.
Okay. Those typically don't get turned in. I mean, I can fill out a report for you.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Do you have the paper there? Because I can give you all the information you need.
I what I was going to say is I'm happy to fill it out for you, but I don't want to get your hopes up. Things get lost in this park all the time and never show up.
Right.
And well, people with keys often will, like, hang them on the trail or... what I'm saying is that I don't want you to hold out hope, and I think you should probably look into getting a replacement key or if someone has a spare set of keys for you.
I don't have a spare key. It wasn't even keys. It was just one key.
It was... What kind of key was it?
It was just one... It's a key for my mailbox.
And it's just a single key?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any idea how large this park is? Like, do you know where you lost it?
It was by a tree, and then there was another tree next to it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as you saw at the park, I mean,
Alan,
it's a beautiful
I
place.
Saw a squirrel. There was a squirrel that was there.
Sir,
does that narrow it down?
I mean, we have wildlife and trees everywhere. I mean, in all my years here, a single key has never been turned in.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen, though.
Oh, I mean, anything's possible.
Right, anything's possible. So I would appreciate it if you filled out that form for me. Raul, I mean, Labrador, Key, Silver, Small.
I'm okay, let me take down your information. But
there you go.
If you need to get into this mailbox in any time in the near future, or probably at all.
Not really.
You're going to need to get a locksmith to get you a new key, because I don't think it's going to be found. And if it is even found, it might be quite some time before we get back to you. But I'll go ahead and take down that information.
I frankly don't like the negative energy about this. I thought that you thought anything was possible, like I do. That dreams can come true, that people can achieve what their wildest fantasies.
I appreciate your optimism. I'm just trying to get you the side of where I'm coming from, having been here for a number of years, and the number of things that have gone lost in this park.
Yeah.
And never turned up, and no, there's been nothing, and you're asking for a single key?
I'm just asking for you to fill out a report. If you don't do that, I have no choice but to write a negative Yelp review.
Wait, so you're going to write a negative Yelp review for what?
For Yosemite.
Because you lost a key here?
Because they take your keys.
Sure, we don't take your keys. Like,
I don't have mine, and you're not giving it back.
Nope, sir, you lost your key.
Yeah, I did. And you're not being very helpful. I'm just asking for a form. That's all I want.
Well, I mean, I'm not the one who'd be looking for it in the first place, but if it does come in...
you're not? Well, then who patch me through that guy?
We don't actively go look for something unless it's a person.
Put me through to the key guy.
Sir, there is no key guy. I mean,
well, that's your problem then. No wonder I'm not getting it back. Why do I have to be the one to tell you how to run things over there? Okay, first of all, you need a key guy.
Sir, if you have an issue with how things are run,
you know what? I'm gonna drive back down there. I'll find it myself. Come with me.
You come with me.
We're gonna hit the trails together looking for keys. Okay, I'll bet we'll find all kinds of keys because it seems like nobody's doing it.
Okay, man.
Okay, awesome. I will pack us a lunch. We're going to make a whole day of it.
I look forward to it.
Great, me too. And one more thing, Alan, before I get going, none of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End in Sacramento. Your sister emailed me and wanted me to phone scam you.
Oh, that's lovely. I was just sitting here wondering who thought they could ever find a key in this park.
Well, that was Ashley, and she's the one who helped me come up with this scenario. So you need to call her right now.
She might get lost in this park if she comes down.
Gavin's 12 Phone Scams of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 7.
Have you ever tried to return something to a grocery store?
No.
It's shockingly not easy.
That's why I haven't.
Yeah. So I was asked to phone scam a manager of a grocery store. I think his name's Jake by his wife. And I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to dust off Shannon Decanter, Sacramento's worst psychic.
Love it.
Haven't done him in a while. And he's trying to return something that he saved his own life. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi there. Thank you for calling. This is Jake. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to speak to the manager.
This is he.
Who is this?
My name is Jake.
Jake.
I'm the manager.
Yes.
What's your name?
This is Jake. My name is Shannon Decanter. I am calling to see if I can return some items.
All right. What can I help you with?
Turns out, Jake, that I am allergic to my purchase, and I need to return my purchase.
All right. Well,
turns out, Jake, I'm allergic to avocados. Who knew? I did.
You did know?
I did. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did not eat one.
And you haven't eaten one?
Not yet, no. But it was a close call. Jake, I didn't know, I didn't realize that I was allergic to avocados until I held one in my hand. Because, you see, I'm a psychic. My psychic energy, once I held the avocado in my hand, everything in my soul, in my brain, in my heart, in my soul, said, Shannon, don't eat this. Your throat will close up. So I saved my own life.
I'm not fully understanding. You purchased avocados from us and are allergic, but haven't eaten one.
I've never had an avocado, and a friend of mine suggested that. So I purchased some, and as soon as I held it in my hand, I just knew this is going to end in death. So I did not eat it. I saved my own life. It's a miracle.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. You're looking to return the avocado?
Absolutely, yes, please.
Okay, yeah, I guess just bring it in and we can return it.
Okay, it's more than one, and I just wanted to let you know that it is. It's not just one avocado.
Okay, how many avocados?
I purchased 4 pounds of avocados.
Sorry, you said 4 pounds?
4 pounds of avocados, yes.
You bought 4 pounds of avocados from our store?
Yes, I did.
And you're allergic to avocados?
It turns out, yes.
Why would you buy 4 pounds of that?
I love big, I live big, Jake.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't...
I recommend living the same way, Jake. If you're going to do something for the first time, do it with all of your gusto. Do it with all of your grit. Jump in the deep end, Jake. Jump.
Okay, when did you buy this 4 pounds?
It was a little over 2 weeks ago.
And you're trying to return 4 pounds of avocados from 2 weeks ago.
That is correct.
Sorry, what do you expect me to do with 4 pounds of 2-week-old avocados?
I expect you to reimburse me for a medical emergency, for medical purposes.
Okay, but just to clarify, you didn't actually get sick. You didn't ingest our product. That's not on us.
No, thank God. Do I bring these down in a bucket because they are quite wet?
All right, we're not taking that. I'm delighted that you're healthy, but that's
thank you.
You purchased that, and we can't take 4 pounds back. Sorry.
Okay. Well, then, what do you suggest that we do?
Honestly, man, that's your problem. Give it to a homeless shelter. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. All right. I will do that, and when I go and donate them to a homeless shelter, I'll say, "Here, take these 4 pounds of rotten avocados." The Jake from idea.
I really have to get going. I'm sorry I can't help you. I've got to go.
Jake, are you still there? Hello?
Yes?
Jake, this is Gavin from the wake-up call. None of that was real. It's a phone scam. It's a prank phone call that your fiance asked me to do.
Stop.
I'm sorry. Sarah sent me an email and she asked me to do this to you.
Oh my gosh. I was losing my patience a little bit.
Gavin's 12 Stamps of Christmas on the wake-up call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 6.
I haven't been able to do a phone scam where somebody calls me in a while, where I'm setting up a phone scam. However, they are the one that needs a service, so I'm pretending to be somebody of that service. That's exactly what is happening with this one, as I am getting a phone call from somebody who's looking for somebody to paint the inside of her house, and she thinks that that's what I am. I am a painter, and I am not. Here's the phone scam on the wake-up call.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Raul?
Yes.
Hi, I heard that you were a painter, and my husband wanted me to call you to get a quote.
Who is this?
Oh, my name is Mary.
Do I know you?
No.
Is this Mary Boynton?
No.
You have to tell me if it is, because she's tricked me too many times.
No, not Mary Boynton.
Well, I'm going to believe you. Okay, what's up?
I'm looking for a painter to paint the inside of my new house.
Okay. What size is the house?
It would be roughly around 2,600 square feet.
Okay. Where is this? What town is this in?
It's in Fair Oaks.
Oh, good. Okay. I only do Fair Oaks.
Well, then we're in the same area.
Yeah. Whenever I leave Fair Oaks, I get clammy. My whole hands get clammy. And then that spreads to chills. And then chills, you know where they go. Say it with me.
Well,
hot flashes.
Well, that sounds like something to talk to your doctor about.
I have. But I mean, when you're self-employed, it's hard to get insurance. And the problem is I have too many... what are they called? Comorbidities? Comorbidities? What is it called when you have too many things and insurance companies say, we don't want you, we don't even want you, you're too sick? What's that called?
I think you got it the first time. It might be comorbidities, but comorbidities? I really don't know.
Corpidities. I have those, though. I have a lot of them. Like, for instance, my left eye, it's more of a prop than anything else. It doesn't really work. And you'd think that that would really affect me with painting, but it doesn't. If anything, when I was younger, it helped me more. With depth perception, I was able to make things look so realistic. I had a teacher once walk right into my painting because he thought it was a hallway. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I just want something really standard. Just some paint on the walls.
Okay. Well, what color are you thinking about doing? Colors.
We already picked out a color. It's just like this beigey gray color.
No, no, no. Okay, I don't like it. And you want me to be happy while I'm painting because that translates into the work that I do. So, because it's art. You understand art, right? I had a teacher once walk right into my painting because he thought it was a hallway.
It's my house, not your house, and I really want this beigey gray color.
No, I know.
So
I'm saying,
I would appreciate it if you painted the color that I have already picked out.
Do you want me to buy the paint, or are you going to buy all the paint that I need? Because my credit cards sometimes don't work.
I already have all the paint. Oh. I will have the paint ready for you.
Okay, great. So is it the beige grayish?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not good. Okay. I was hoping maybe you made a mistake and bought all the paint in a different color. I might get a headache. It's going to make me stop a couple times. That's one of the comorbidities that I have, is I'm very susceptible to headaches when I'm looking at sucky colors.
Actually, I think I'm just going to try and find another painter, but thank you.
Well, I didn't even give you a quote yet. Can I give you a quote at least?
Sure.
Okay. You said 2,600 square feet?
Yeah.
It'll be $52,000.
Okay, never mind.
None of that was real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a prank phone call. Your husband is the one who set this whole thing up, but your daughter's the one who suggested that I do this. So they were working together on this. They were working together on this.
I'm going to kill them.
Gavin's 12 Old Sounds of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 5.
So there's a charity barbecue competition, and it's for amateur barbecue enthusiasts. So I was emailed by the guy who's organizing its wife to phone scam him. Well, one of the things you have to do is when you register, you have to also tell them what you're planning on making. So that gave me a window of opportunity to call this guy and phone scam him. Here he is.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Alex.
Speaking.
This is Raul Labrador, and I'm going to do the barbecue competition. I just wanted to call and let you know that I registered for the event on the website, but then it said at the bottom of the registration that I needed to contact you at this phone number. What was that for?
Oh, just so you can officially tell me what you're going to enter so I can lock it in.
Oh, okay. Is this a good time? Can I tell you now?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Okay. So for the barbecue competition, I'm going to be doing the Applebee's riblet platter.
Are you copying the Applebee's riblet platter?
No, I'm going to pick it up the day of the event and then bring it in.
Oh, no. No, you can't do that. Absolutely not.
Well, I really like it. I think they're the best barbecue things that I've ever had. I don't really know what you call barbecue things, but when I saw barbecue competition, I thought, oh, the Applebee's riblets definitely need to, they'll probably win.
No, you can't do that. It has to be an original recipe. You have to cook it yourself. You can't buy something from somewhere else and bring it in.
Is that what everybody's doing? Is everyone doing that?
Yes, everyone. That's the point of the competition.
Oh, I wasn't planning on that. Okay. Have you had the Applebee's riblets, though?
Yes.
They're delicious. They're so good.
But you have to make something original.
Okay. Let me think. Okay. I'll be making the half order of ribs.
Half order of ribs. Okay. Can you tell me more about that?
Of course. A half order of baby back ribs, slow cooked and smoked in our in-house barbecue sauce of choice of your flavor, served with fries and white cheddar mac and cheese. Substitutes available.
Are you just reading this off a menu?
Nope, not at all.
So you're going to actually cook this?
It's going to be cooked. It's going to be cooked.
But you have to do it. You have to do it. It has to be you.
I have to cook it.
Yes.
Okay. And who's checking that?
The judges of the competition.
Okay. So if I just show up, like, if I say, like, oh, I cooked this at home, they'll be like, oh, okay.
No, it's not at home. We're cooking on site.
Oh, okay. How close is the competition to Chili's?
Okay, I don't have time for this. Just about the application.
Alex, none of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a prank phone call called a phone scam, and okay. your wife emailed me, and she wanted me to phone scam you.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry for wasting your time. I'm so sorry.
Okay. No, it's fine. But just don't bring chili ribs to a competition.
Gavin's 12 Old Scams of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 4.
Kevin, do you know what a race simulator is? You play video games.
Yes.
It's like a whole thing, Katie, where like it's picture like when you go into an arcade and you have like a race car video game in the seat. People have those in their home.
I know.
They take it very seriously. And there's a guy named Mike who is selling one. So his girlfriend wanted me to phone scam him. So I am calling as Don Quake, who is our conspiratorial, lunatic old man character from Phone Scams, to say that he wants to buy his race simulator because he is confused as to what a race simulator really is. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
How you doing? I'm looking for Mike.
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
Yeah, I'll hold.
This is Mike. Who's this?
Oh, my name is Don Quake. My grandson told me about how you are selling something called a race simulator on the news site Facebook.
Yeah. I'm selling. I'm selling. Are you interested in buying it?
Yes, I am. But I got some questions about it. Is $350 a firm price?
I have a lot of interest, man. So I'm really trying to stay at that price.
Okay, I'm sensing some softness there. So we will negotiate and barter, as they say. The second question that I have is, I'm interested in how this product actually works. It says it is a race simulator, correct?
Yes, I mean, if you're familiar with the racing, you know, everything, it's pretty straightforward.
So I'll give you a little bit of background. So my wife is Vietnamese, and she and I got into an argument the other day. She said to me, "You have no idea what it's like to live as a Vietnamese person." Of course I don't. I'm a true-blooded white American man, excuse me. And then she said, "Well, you should give it a try." And I said, "I don't know how that's going to happen." And then I saw that you have a race simulator. So that's pretty amazing.
Oh my God.
So I'm wondering.
Honestly,
Hello?
Bro,
hello?
Mike
on the phone.
No, this is Mike. I think you definitely are confused with what I'm selling.
Exactly.
I'm not selling a race changer. This is a simulator, so you can race a video game car.
Right. Like, it's just a simulator.
Correct.
Okay. Now my first question is, I'm sure that you've got different races in there. Is Vietnamese one of them?
No, bro. Like, no, that's not what this is. This is a game. It's a game. You're not changing
your
race.
Well, I understand it's a game to you. It's not a game to me. My marriage is on the line, okay? Can I download Vietnamese into your race simulator so that I can figure that out? Maybe finally I'll enjoy pho for once.
No, I mean, you can choose a Vietnamese car. Yeah, that's probably like.
Oh, okay. All right, that's great.
You can't become Vietnamese through the game. That's not what this thing is.
So, okay, so a Vietnamese...
Have you ever done a race simulator? Because if you haven't...
No, I've never done it before. I didn't even know it existed. So, okay, so going back for a second. So you said that you can do a Vietnamese Qatar. So a Qatarian is that's a very specific race. So I can mix races together. Could I possibly do Vietnamese in black?
No, man. I don't think this is going to work out for you. So, okay, if I'm understanding you correctly,
you're
looking for is a race simulator that allows you to change your race. So you are a white man, you're trying to be a different race, is basically what you think this is?
That's exactly what it is. It simulates another race.
No, that's not what this is.
Are you trying to say that you won't sell this to me because I'm a white man?
I'm saying that what you think I'm selling is not what I'm selling, bro.
Okay, all right. So you're saying that there is no simulator for races?
No. There's no.
I see. Okay. No. And that's what I thought. So, okay, I'm just going to let you know that when I hang up, I will be calling the police on you for fraud. Okay? You fraudulently
yep, you
are fooling
go,
the elderly into
that.
Posting things that don't exist for sale.
Yeah, no, I think you have a lot more issues to worry about than calling the police on me.
That's exactly right. There's all kinds of issues. There's gay books. There's drag queens. And for God's sake, Taylor Swift is around. You know, she's walking the streets. So I expect to hear from my attorney as soon as we hang up, okay?
Okay. You have him call me.
All right. And one more thing before I go. None of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a prank phone call called a phone scam.
Dude, I was like about to lose my mind. Are you serious? I was like, what the hell is going on?
Gavin's 12 of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 3.
There's an app out there called Too Good To Go. And the way that it works is that you subscribe to the app and there are local restaurants that take part in it. And at the end of the day, instead of wasting food, they'll just throw food together in a surprise bag and you can get it at the end of the day. Okay. It's called Too Good To Go. And I am calling a Mexican restaurant to talk to a girl named Grace because her restaurant is part of Too Good To Go. And I'm seeing if I can get a little something extra in their surprise bag.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Grace.
Hi, Grace. My name's Raul Labrador, and your restaurant is on Too Good To Go, correct?
Right, yeah.
I was wondering if you guys would be able to kind of let me take part in it in some way or another.
You have to contact the app directly.
Well, I know, but I'd rather just like the app works like this. Like, people don't know what they're getting in the bags at the end of the day, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You primarily sell food, right? You're a restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah, we're a cantina, so we have Mexican food.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay. So I don't really sell a lot of food, but I do make things and I sell them as well. And I was wondering, can I get some of my products into those grab bags that people get at the end of the night? And then you give me a little taste of what you get kicked back from the app.
So you want to put your products in with our food when they go out on the app?
Yeah.
What kind of products do you want to put in?
I'm so glad that you asked. I'm very, very artistic. First of all, I make little frogs out of bottle caps. And they do little things. They're posed in different ways. My favorite pose that I do is I like to make one saluting the flag. You know, I make a little flag. But I could, but anyway, but I put that in the surprise bag. So when people get it from Too Good To Go, they're like, oh my God, I got a, you know, burrito. Yeah, I don't, and also, what is this? A frog saluting the flag.
I don't think that's going to really fly with my manager. Yeah, no, we don't have any, like, we're not associated with frogs in any way.
Okay, so forget about the frogs, because I do other things as well. I also make my own leather products. I could put a leather bracelet in there, and I usually kind of solder a design in there. I am not Native American, but I'm very into Native American things. So I could kind of solder like a Native American design into that.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't know if we really want to put, you know, those kinds of items in with our food.
What kind of items would you like to put into the surprise bags?
You know, I think that we only want to put in our food items.
My wife also makes, they're not edible, but they're magnets that look like food. They're very funny.
Only our food that you can eat. That's so.
Yeah, don't eat my magnets. That wouldn't be good. But they're very funny, though.
No, we don't want to put your magnets in. This sounds really cool.
It is really cool.
But I think maybe you should start something online or somewhere.
I've tried that. I've tried that. It's really hard to kind of get ahead.
I appreciate you calling. Did you want to order any food?
No.
Okay. No, I mean, I'm sure that you'll do fine. You just have to find
I have not been doing fine. you're laughing? That's not the response I thought it was going to be.
I'm so sorry. I have to get back to work and stuff, but I think that it sounds like you're really enthusiastic. I think you'll do fine, but, you know, come in and maybe we'll give you some free tacos.
All right. I like free tacos. All right, so I'm going to come in there with some free tacos, and then I'm going to come down there with some of my products so that you can really see like what I make.
No. We're not going to do anything with your products.
I make a pottery. Ceramic,
I'm
so sorry. And it holds sponges.
What did you say your name was again?
Raul Labrador.
Raul, I'm so sorry. I don't want to see your products. We just sell food.
If I come down there for free tacos, would you want me to do at the very least paint a picture of you?
No, I think I don't want you to do that.
Okay. All right, it was worth a shot. All right, one last thing then before I get going. Grace, none of this has been real.
What?
None of this has been real. This is Gavin from 106.5 The End.
Oh, my God.
Gavin's 12 Stands of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam. Number two.
So we all go to Allure
Skin and Laser
in Granite Bay. We love the whole staff over there is fantastic. And Amanda, one of the people who runs the whole place, asked me if I would call a lady who works there named Catherine for
She's
her
their
birthday.
Office manager.
Right. For her birthday. And I said, are you kidding? She knows me.
Right.
She knows me very well. They said, just try, please, for her birthday. I said, okay, here goes nothing. So I'm doing Raul Labrador, but I had to give him a little bit of an accent. And I honestly can't believe I pulled this off.
I cannot wait.
Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Allure Skin and Laser, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, it's Gavin.
Hi, I'm putting you on a brief hold.
But hold on. Okay. Can she hear you right now?
She's around the corner.
Let's pretend like we're talking for a second.
Okay.
Act confused.
Okay.
Say a phrase, something to the effect of, I'm not quite sure what you're asking for.
I'm not quite sure what you're asking for. I might need to get my office manager.
That's perfect.
You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Raul, and I have a question. Do you do laser hair removal?
We do.
Okay, I have a problem because I got laser hair removal once upon a time, and I need it reversed.
Oh, you need your laser hair removal reversed?
Yes. So I was hairy man, very, very hairy, and I had laser hair removal done on parts of my body, and now I am dating a woman who prefers a hairy man. So I am looking for a procedure to get that back.
Oh, did you do it at our office?
No.
You know, there are things that can help encourage hair growth.
Okay.
But it's not a laser treatment or anything. You'd have to meet with one of our providers and,
okay.
And where are you looking to have hair? Are you trying to have it on your legs or your chest or where did you have it treated?
Well, mostly on my chest and mostly on bathing suit area.
Okay, so your chest and your bikini area.
Well, I don't wear bikinis.
Okay. Yeah, just in case. Never know.
I'm never going to wear a bikini.
Okay. So let me, I'd have to talk to one of the providers just to see, you know, if any of the treatments we do or prescriptions that we have access to.
Well, what are some of the ways that we could encourage, you said encourage hair to come back. Is there something I can rub on myself or if I play music for my hair? No, that's not true.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I guess it depends on what kind of music you're playing, right?
What was a website that said that if you could play music, certain types of music, and then also sometimes that if you had certain positive thoughts, like picture the hair growing back, manly thoughts, and then also sometimes that if you get one, you could slowly, not obviously out, but if you could tug on your hair and pull it out that way.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Okay.
I mean, I do know sometimes positive thoughts can give you goosebumps, and my hair grows when I get goosebumps, but I don't know if that would encourage...
I get goosebumps. I get goosebumps a lot. Yeah. Not from thoughts, though. No, you mostly from being cold.
Yeah.
And sometimes watching a movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Watching movies, good.
When I get nervous.
Okay. Well, I don't know the
certain songs give me goosebumps.
For you.
Like certain songs, like have you heard "Flowers" by Miley Cyrus?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Gives me goosebumps.
Yes, that's a good song.
So listen to "Flowers" by Miley Cyrus to get hair back. Is that what you're saying?
You can try it.
Okay.
But it's not a medical recommendation, that's
all right.
For sure.
So what would happen to me if I'm on hormones? What, get breasts?
You know, that's more of a question for one of the doctors. But,
well, can you put him on?
I can't. The doctor's in with patients right now.
Okay. What is his name?
Yeah. We have Kelly McCaskill or Fallon Lopez.
Okay. Which man is hairier?
Well, they're both females.
Oh. Okay.
They're female doctors.
All right. All right. Listen to Miley Cyrus, watch movies, not get breasts. I don't want that, but you can get me hairy again.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to get a little bit of information from you. Okay. What was your first name?
Raul.
Okay. And Raul, what's your last name?
Labrador.
Perfect. And Raul, what's the best contact number for you?
916.
Okay.
909-1065. That's the phone number, Catherine, where you can call the wake up call. It's Gavin from the wake up call. I can't believe I was able to pull this off, Catherine.
I was going back and forth. Like, this can't be real.
First of all, happy birthday. And when the girls asked me over there to phone scam you for your birthday, I was like, she knows me. She knows me too well. I'm not well enough, I guess.
Gavin's 12 phone scams of Christmas on the wake up call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
And now, the number one phone scam of Christmas.
This is a great phone scam. So Rachel emailed me. She is pregnant, in the middle of her pregnancy right now. And she wanted me to phone scam her husband, Charles.
And I thought this would be a great time for Cannon with a K, who is a known public douchebag, to call Charles and tell him that he is the doula that his pregnant wife has hired. Here is the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Charles.
This is he.
What's up, my man? What's up? This is Cannon. That's spelled with a K, in case you're writing everything down. And just wanted to let you know that I spoke to Rachel a couple days ago. She hired me as your doula. So I want to say,
I'm sorry, my wife, Rachel.
So she hired me as your doula, and I just wanted to call, and touch base with you like I do with all the dads, and just wanted to make sure that, we are copacetic.
Is this a guy?
Is this a guy? Yeah.
Sorry. I thought, I've never heard of a male doula.
Well, it's not super common. It's not super common, but there's a couple of us out there. We like to call ourselves actually doodlas because that's funny, But I'm here for you, and you're here for her, and I'm here for her too. I'm going to provide all the emotional and physical support that you need for the labor and the birth. And listen, I'm even going to hang out afterwards and do all the postpartum stuff, and I'll help with the breastfeeding and stuff.
Wow. Okay.
Basically, though, I just want to make sure you're okay with everything because I'm super good looking, and sometimes that intimidates. I just don't want you intimidated, But listen, I've gotten girls pregnant a lot, so I know my way around them.
Wow. That's a lot of information. How did my wife find you?
I do a lot of commenting on Facebook message boards and Facebook groups about babies and having babies.
On Facebook. You're a stranger that she just.
Well, I'm not a stranger anymore. My name's Cannon, and Rachel and I, we've been having phone calls, and we just had coffee a couple of days ago, and she hired me though.
Oh.
And I got to say, she and I vibed really well. She's beautiful and she's glowing and the milk's coming in great. So I think that we're going to have a lot of success.
Wow. I want to support her.
Right.
But I'm really uncomfortable with this situation. It just doesn't sound normal or professional. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's just. It's an odd vibe.
This is the intimidation part, and that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to make you. How about this? Hold on. It's important for me as your doula to also bond with you as well, the dads. So how about you and I, let's go to the gym together one or two times and we'll vibe and we'll get our pub on. I could spot you. If you want me to, and I think by the time you're done, you're going to see this is exactly the guy that I want in the room for the most intimate part of my life.
Listen,
you're not into working out. Maybe you're
throwing me now. All right.
What do you like to do for fun?
How is that relevant right now?
Well, I'll do that with you. I don't know. I don't know what, guys like you do. What, you want to fly a kite or, I don't know, you want to go to a dog park? I don't know. What do you want to do? Do you like to shop at Hollister?
I do not. So I'm just going to let you know, Ken, I'm going to have a conversation with Rachel.
Yeah.
And please just don't contact us till that time, because I just think we need to go over a few things and then we'll let you know, okay?
Yeah, no sweat, dude. Just want to let you know, though, that, TikTok, your baby's due, though, in about 4 months. So I just wanted to let you know that. But,
thank you. I'm well aware of when the baby is due.
Hey, mi casa su casa.
Hopefully not. All right. You have a great day.
One more thing before I get going is, Charles, none of that's real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a phone scam. It's a prank phone call.
On the radio?
Yeah. Rachel,
who put you up to this?
Rachel did. She sent me an email.
She thought this would be funny. Not funny. All right. That was weird.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.